WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 2 degrees at WRCO-FM Richland Center. The time is 7 o'clock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is kicking off 2024 with discounts and in-stock inventory. We've got 2024 Chevy Silverados. 20 Silverado half-tons are available to drive and buy with savings up to $6,600, including dealer discounts and Chevy incentives with a qualified trade-in, or interest rates for well-qualified buyers as low as 1.9%. Or we have 19 Silverado heavy duties available too. Inventory changes daily, so contact a friendly salesperson for details. We've got SUVs in stock too. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and even the all-new Chevy Trax. Go to JonesChev.com for details and see over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars. See our GM-certified service department for maintenance, repairs, or snow tires. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Much of the nation seeing more bad weather. Snow from the Midwest to the East. Here's Zach Taylor with the National Weather Service.
It's been a relatively cold week for much of the central and eastern U.S., and as this storm system moves through and brings the snow, it's just going to reinforce some of that cold air, especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
On the West Coast, Oregon's governor declared a statewide emergency last night after some freezing rain. Thousands of residents have been without power there since an ice storm on Saturday. The rain, snow, and freezing temperatures across the nation in the past couple of weeks have led to dozens of deaths. A cargo plane made an emergency landing last night at Miami International Airport. The problem was engine failure, says a spokesman for Atlas Air. Everybody's okay. Hunter Biden, the president's son, will now testify privately before a House committee.
Hunter Biden has agreed to a deposition with House Republicans. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee want a private deposition. The president's son has been defying that, insisting on public testimony.
Republicans do not want an open process where Americans can see their tactics, expose their baseless inquiry, or hear what I have to say.
The committee now says an agreement has been reached. The deposition is set for February 28th. Republicans have been investigating Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings for over a year in a so far futile effort to connect it to his father. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel's trying to get its hostages back from Hamas, but how? A member of Israel's war cabinet now says the only thing that can do it is a ceasefire deal. A Ukrainian drone hit an oil storage depot in Russia this morning, causing a massive fire. This is AP News. Now to Haiti and gangs and violence.
Residents in Port-au-Prince have made barricades to defend themselves after gang members raided a key community in Haiti's capital. The pop of automatic weapons had echoed throughout the Salino district on Thursday as thick columns of black smoke rose above the neighborhood, where frantic residents kept calling radio stations asking for help. René Auguste, a resident who's protesting, calls for the entire country to rise up to make Prime Minister Ariel Henry respond. He says we can no longer resist insecurity by gangs. Nenel Volme, who's been displaced by the violence, says, on Sunday I was sitting with a friend near my house when three bullets came in. One hit me and broke the bone, but I don't have the means to go to the hospital. The attack could mark a turning point for the gangs. If Salino falls, gangs would have easy access to other neighborhoods. I'm Charles Diladesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Family Prescription Center. Your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. the Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
7 past 7. 2 degrees on an on-time morning on a Friday from WRCO Radio. A look at weekend weather is next.
Are you currently in therapy or considering a procedure that will require in-house therapy services? Are you concerned about the high cost of transitional care housing during your therapy? Consider Schmidt Woodland Hills when you are ready for that needed procedure. Don't rush from your in-house therapy plan to your home before you are ready. Let us help you make the transition from therapy back to your own home when you are ready by staying in one of our efficiency apartments. Talk to us about a customized program tailored to your needs. Continue your therapy, get the assistance you need, and transition home on your terms. Daily rates include a comfortable furnished efficiency apartment, one meal per day, weekly housekeeping service, linens and cable TV. Additional services can be purchased a la carte. Come and see what options might be just right for you. To schedule a tour or for more information, call Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Today, a high of 10 degrees, a flurries possible, and a northwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, 8 degrees below zero. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, but cold, a high of 11. Saturday night, partly cloudy and frigid, a low of 10 degrees. Sunday, 18, and partly cloudy. Monday, 31, with a wintry mix developing, and again, some rain or snow on Tuesday possible, with a high of 35. Southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour in Richland Center. Following an earlier reading of 9, there are no delays or cancellations today, and we're at 2 degrees.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night,
a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, up a lot of see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Zach Brown Band on WRCO Radio. Henry Bray has wallered in. He'll be in with us in just a little bit. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries for Friday morning in a little while. All a part of our Sunrise from the Center program today. This is Toby Keith.
Getting tore up, headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right? Go get juice down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me, and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was all right. Good night.
Stapleton on WRCO, WRCE. It is 7:20.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001. Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Did you know that nearly everyone will have an HPV infection in their lifetime? Half of all HPV diagnoses are high-risk strains, which can contribute to diseases such as cervical cancer. The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
It's time for the roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, Inc.
Good morning, Philip.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Good morning, Richland Center and surrounding areas. Ready? Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you?
Yep. Yeah. Is it the weekend?
Well,
everybody's ready for the weekend.
You going to do some karaoke this weekend?
No, that's it.
Okay. Yeah,
twice a week, that's all I get.
I can see you clear in the place. You
yeah,
know?
Oh, yeah. I can clear out anybody. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, you know, not bad.
Did you get some sleep last night?
A little bit.
Game go late?
Game went late.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all right. I think it was the JV game that went late.
Yes.
So then the rest kind of follow, as you know.
Yep, but I was in Potosi last night.
Really? Yeah. Okay, they let you out of there, did they?
Sort of. Like, they escorted me out of
Ran
there.
Ran you out of town?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, get out of here.
Yeah, don't come back.
Yeah, don't come back until your next date.
So, yeah, we're getting ready for the Packer game against the 49ers,
and
we'll see what happens.
Huh? Yeah, we'll see tomorrow night.
Again, I don't want to jinx them and be confident. I'm just going to be like, okay, whatever happens.
I'm kind of mad about the whole thing.
Phil. Are you? You're mad?
Yep.
Why are you mad?
Because they pushed you off the air.
I know. What do you do?
I mean, I can't believe that the Packers trump. Those were the days.
They never called me. But
did you send them a letter?
No. But that's the give and take. I mean, I blame the networks.
Because without question.
For me. Pro football is supposed to be Sunday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sunday.
I don't care if it's playoffs or what. It should be Sunday.
But they're
getting to the point where, you know, you've got Thursday games.
Yep,
They
had a Friday game, this Saturday, year, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, guys.
We're getting to the point where, yeah, exactly.
I actually feel bad for the players who play Sunday and then play again on Thursday.
I know.
And then And then the bad thing is sometimes you get a Sunday late game and then have to play Thursday. And mm-hmm. it's like, come on, guys. I mean, seriously, is money that important than players' health?
And somebody was talking about this year how successful how the viewership was when they played on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was because it was a Sunday and a Monday this year. But I heard somebody saying the NFL could see the dollar signs. It's like, wow, well, maybe we'll try to play every New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So try to finish the schedule.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Nope, wouldn't me either.
But
Money talks.
I did not like how the NFL had the wild card game streaming on Peacock only. I think that is wrong.
You're preaching to the choir here, brother.
Because us people that, you know, like us middle class people are, well, the bottom of the middle class. You know what I'm saying? This is the regular old people who make the NFL up. They don't care. I mean, we're already paying for cable or whatever you're paying for streaming. And then you're going to charge us another? Seriously? I mean, is that how this is going to go? Because if it is, I'm done.
Yeah, well, and then how many streaming services do you need?
You know, exactly.
You need Amazon Prime, you need Peacock, you know.
Yeah, it's wrong.
And that was in the story yesterday, and somebody called me, and I don't really have an answer, but the story yesterday said that the Brewers potentially would
be on Prime.
On Amazon Prime, and they were asking me, is that this year? I'm not sure.
It is this year.
Is it this year?
Yes.
Because Bally Sports, you know, and I'm not sure if there's some sort of agreement or disagreement.
And Bally Sports you have to have a membership for.
Yes.
But now if you have Prime Video is going, they're going, whoa, we're going to charge these guys another $6 just to have the Brewers a month. Mm-hmm. I mean, really?
Yep. I have the solution.
Listen to it.
The radio, baby.
Radio.
That's what I've done for years.
It just drives me nuts. Now, last week, the game on the radio was ahead of the Packer on the TV by like 4 seconds. So I got to my phone and listened to Wayne, paused it for 4 seconds, and it was perfect. You turn it on. So it was kind of nice. So.
Yeah. And people have asked me about that. In fact, we had somebody had dropped us a line through the Civic Media chat. They were complaining that about that, about considering that we should be with the TV.
We
have no control over that. That's TV being, and it depends on where you're watching it too. You could be a full 30 seconds. A minute behind.
Yes, you can.
Just depends on.
And sometimes the radio is way behind the TV.
So. Yeah.
So, but it is what, I mean, yeah, I like listening to Wayne, and there's your dagger.
they do a good job.
Yeah, they do. So, unlike what I do here at work. So,
well, it won't be long, Hank, less than a month away from Halloween, and I have some ideas here for you. Zoos in New York and Texas are offering the Love Struck and the Love Lorn the opportunity to buy some unusual Valentine's Day gifts. The Bronx Zoo said romantically-minded patrons can pay to have a Madagascar hissing cockroach named after their Valentine. Other gift packages
are
include
eggs?
Yep, roach socks, stuffed roaches, and a virtual roach encounter. Let's see, what else can you do? The San Antonio Zoo is taking a different approach called Cry Me a Cockroach. The program allows jilted patrons to pay to have a roach, rat, or vegetable named after their ex-lovers before the chosen recipient of the moniker is fed to another zoo animal.
Oh, that's great. There's not that many of them.
Yeah, and here's another one. The San Antonio Zoo is offering a candle bearing the scent of a hippo poop as a potential Valentine's gift for that special someone.
It's amazing where you come up with your facts, Phil.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so.
Huh. Just trying to give you some pointers in case you might want to buy some Valentine's gift there, Hank.
You know, Tom Hanks had an asteroid named after him, which was called 12818 Tom Hanks.
Where did that come from?
I'm just throwing out some stuff out there for you, Phil.
For Friday Random Facts.
Joanne Krulotz is in the house.
Right?
Just a random fact.
Okay.
And Walter Hunt invented the safety pin in 1849.
I did not know that.
I don't even know who Walter Hunt is.
Huh. So, I don't either, but I thank him because he kind of keeps my winter coat together.
In the original stage version of The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's companion isn't Toto. Do you know who it was?
No.
But a cow named Imogene.
Really?
No. Yep.
Did not know that. Nor did I know there was a stage version of that before the movie.
The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 all divide evenly into 2,520.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Oh, I thought maybe you learned that in Pea Ridge.
No, I'm pretty good. I could even say after seven.
You weren't on the math team, huh?
Oh, I was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like five fouls, Henry, you're done.
Oh. Hey,
I win.
Okay.
Mary and James are the most popular names around the world.
Really?
Yeah, and you have a James, don't
I do.
You? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And that's my middle name, too.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. In order to protect themselves from poachers, African elephants have been evolving without tusk.
Oh.
That's pretty weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about that. I mean, because that's all they kill him for is the tusk. It's pretty sad. My program launched in Belgium in 2001 to replace surgery drinks and soda in school lunches with beer. To replace sugary drinks and soda in school lunches with beer.
They added beer. In Belgium. Okay.
Huh. Interesting. I remember Belgium the other day was the most, you know, the most places.
That's right.
Yeah. So they start young.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. People with asthma are not increased risk for a fatal allergic reaction to food.
They're not.
Are not an increased risk for a fatal allergic reaction to food. I didn't know that either.
Oh, there. Boy, I tell you, you're just full of facts.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, one more. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves.
Well, how
isn't
about
weird?
That? Boy, you just are full of facts.
I have a whole bunch of them here, Phil.
Casual conversation at parties, you're just amazing. You know, you can just come
That's
up and start talking.
I never
talking.
Get invited to any of them for...
Huh. Maybe.
Since you're off tomorrow night, are you going to be here anyway?
I'll probably be here for a little while.
Do you want to come in and play like some checkers or something?
Could. Yeah, we could do that.
Make sure the Packers are streaming good.
I have other things I will probably work on as the game goes on. So,
like?
Oh, working on, you know, a memo or something like that, or working on.
Oh, is it me?
Your employee report. It's a full-time job. So
I guess I'll stay out. I mean, it was nice to know everybody.
Troubleshooting. After they change our software all the time. And,
yeah, it's just, it never stops.
Never stops.
It never stops. I mean.
That's another complaint. You know, we started out with streaming and we end with this because I'm from the school, if it ain't broke.
Don't fix it.
Yeah, let's let it go.
Yep.
But you got to keep up with the latest
Poor
stuff.
Poor Bo. He's always broke.
Yeah? What do you mean, buying stuff?
No, just broke. He's just broken here.
Oh, broken here.
Yeah.
Broken
beating
down.
Yeah, broken down.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
So what can you do?
That's the way it goes.
Anyway, big plans for the weekend or no?
Not really. No. I'm going to enjoy a little bit of R&R tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe. It's going to be some R&R and some cold and before we get rained on. Or
right.
Whatever it's coming.
Sounds like a mess on Tuesday.
It doesn't sound good,
Wednesday?
Does it?
No.
We could have some school alerts on Tuesday.
We might.
Maybe later in the day, you think?
None today.
Yeah, none today. That's so.
Some schools are off today with it being the education thing going on in Milwaukee. There's a conference going on there. With
are they?
Administrators and school board members and whatnot. So.
I wonder why we didn't get to go.
I don't know.
You're an administrator.
Of not much, but.
But you're an administrator. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I mean,
must get lost in the mail.
I wonder if June's there. She's the minister of your household.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody be kind and have a great weekend.
Sounds good. Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Richland Locker is turning up the flavor this week. Sink your teeth into boneless pork chops at an amazing $2.98 per pound. Craving something extra? Try stuffed pork chops, sage and onion, or apple stuffing, both a steal at $4.98 a pound. And don't forget to swing by the deli for a taste of the Southwest with the zesty Southwest dip, only $3.98 per pound. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight. Hurry in and savor these delicious deals. Visit them on South Main Street, Richland Locker, where tradition meets flavor.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Some notes on today. This day in 1953, CBS TV aired the widely watched episode of I Love Lucy, in which Lucy Ricardo, played by Lucille Ball, gave birth to Little Ricky. By coincidence, Ball gave birth the same day to her son, Desi Arnaz Jr. In 1976, promoter Bill Sargent offered the Beatles at least $30 million to reunite for a concert. They refused. And in 1977, Aretha Franklin sang God Bless America at a special inaugural concert for President-elect Jimmy Carter, who took the oath of office the very next day. Some notes on today, the 19th of January, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Gabrielle Vogt from the Richland Center Primary School. Also to May Heisey, here's to a special lady for a super day from Lorraine and Monty and the Cowboy Country Church. To Linda Steinmetz from Park Street Christian Church and Greg Zimmerman from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. To Emmett Lund from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Helen Blakely. Have a super day from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. And to Jennifer Richardson from the United Methodist Church, have a great day from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Bryce and Bone, May Hazy and Amelia Schneider, and Sean Walsh. Happy anniversary to Jerry and Alice Wilkinson. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Lynn Staskell, to Connie Schrader and Linda Steinmetz, also to Shay Buckfish. And happy anniversary, John and Vicki Clare. And the Bloom City Town Crier today with wishes for Al Cornell and Diego Ortiz. Happy anniversary, John and Vicki Clare and Adam and Carlene Hess. Congratulations. I think they're celebrating. Adam bought some sort of tour on Prime Mover last week. But anyway, congrats to everybody celebrating. We appreciate you sending those letters along to us.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in a great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
A high of 10 later, it's currently 2 degrees at 20 minutes before 8.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Joanne is in with the news. Coming up later on, we'll talk about all the high school sports, a lot of games and matches that went on, and looking ahead toward tonight as well. We'll have from the country next hour as we greet you with some brand new releases and a song that's vying for its fifth week at number one. Here's Joe Nichols.
What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy, and it looks decent, wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide, and I don't understand why. I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Shot. One will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke I got. When I get to thinking maybe she's a thinking, maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Shopping carpet, all I did was bring her eggs and bruise her artichoke hearts. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Yeah, what's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town?
Joe Nichols with a question, what's a guy got to do? Well, some nice sunshine out there. I'm told it's really pretty, kind of spectacular again. Maybe Henry Bray can go out there with his Brownie camera and get a picture of it. I can't see it out my little portal window here on the radio studios. But we've certainly had some beautiful sunshine and sunrises despite the cold weather, and some sun dogs. We learned about those earlier this week. Joanne's News is up next. It's One Above here at WRCO and WRCE in Richland Center.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 1 degree in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. A wind chill advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties until 8 this morning, then the entire area Saturday morning from 3 to 9. Some morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy, cloud with flurries possible by late morning, a high of 10. Tonight, scattered evening flurries, then clearing off and bitter cold with a low of 8 below. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 1 mile per hour, and it is 1 degree above zero.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Juneau County deputies are investigating after a body was found near Camp Douglas. Sheriff Andrew Zobel says the body was reported around 8:40 Thursday morning near the Oak Ridge Trail parking area. The death is being considered suspicious, but Sheriff Zobel says there's no danger to the public at this time. The victim's name and cause of death is not being released. A Madison area city has erected a 6-foot chain link fence around a retention pond where two boys fell through the ice and later died earlier this month. WMTV TV reported Thursday that the City of Sun Prairie's Public Works Department hired a contractor to put up the temporary fence around the pond at an apartment complex. The fence was completed Monday. The city's mayor and common council decided to erect the fence after learning last week that the two boys died. Officials have said 6-year-old Antoine Amos Jr. and 8-year-old Legend Sims died January 8th and 6th, respectively. The city spent about $13,000 to fence off the pond. An effort to impeach Wisconsin's election administrator, Megan Wolf, is going nowhere. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August is dismissive of the effort by Representative Janelle Branchen.
We have a process that has been utilized in this building for decades of how to bring a bill or a resolution to the floor, and that's the process that we'll continue to use. If she has the support to move the resolution forward, she can do so, but the fact is she doesn't.
On Thursday, August accused Branchen of grifting and making a big show for the cameras. Earlier this week, Branchen was ruled out of order when she tried to force a vote on her resolution to remove Wolf, which has only 5 co-sponsors. The Wisconsin Assembly has approved a bill that would guarantee parents the right to determine their children's pronouns at school. The Republican-authored measure would guarantee parents a host of rights, including the right to determine their children's pronouns, receive notice of any surveys or evaluations that would reveal their or their children's political leanings, sexual behavior or illegal behavior, and receive notice of any discussions of gender identity, sexual orientation, and racism. Parents could legally pull their child out of any class that conflicts with their personal convictions. The Assembly passed the bill 62-35 Thursday, sending it to the Senate. The Wisconsin Assembly approved legislation that more clearly defines strip searches in schools. The bill would add to the current law, making it illegal to conduct searches that ask students to strip down to their underwear. The move came after six teenage girls at Suring High School said their superintendent ordered them to strip to their underwear during a search for vaping products in early 2022. However, prosecutors in Oconto County determined the searches didn't violate state law, which defines strip searches as when a person's private parts are uncovered and exposed. Thursday, the Assembly passed the bill, which was already approved in the state Senate. It will now move on to Governor Evers' office. The Richland Hospital and Clinics continues to expand its urgent care services, adding another full-time provider last month. The clinic is now open for walk-ins 7 days a week, and the demand for service continues to increase. Over the Christmas weekend, the hospital's urgent care saw a record number of patients. Becky Malkow, APNP, was the organization's most recent hire, the fourth to join the team this year. Andrea Cherry, PAC, Jakob Elias, MD, and Karen Sinnott, APNP, all joined the urgent care team earlier in the year. Marcia Olive, APNP, also works in the clinic. A new survey by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce of Wisconsin Businesses previewed a slow economic start to 2024, as only one-fifth of employers have a positive view of the state's economy. According to the Wisconsin Employer Survey, 22% of businesses ranked the Wisconsin economy as strong, which is a significant drop from 39% just 6 months ago, and a steady decline from 58% in the summer 2021 survey. However, the national economy performs even worse, with only 10% rating it as strong and 28% saying it is weak, up from 18% a year ago. This rating of the national economy is actually lower than the 12% of Wisconsin employers who rated the U.S. economy as strong in the summer 2020 survey, which was taken during the economic shutdowns that occurred in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The latest Wisconsin employer survey found that hiring continues to slow. Only 46% of employers plan to increase their employee count in the next 6 months, a drop from 60% a year ago and 68% in the winter 2022 survey. Additionally, while wages are still going up, it is expected to be at a slower rate than before. Businesses planning to raise wages by less than 3% grew from 17% a year ago to 24% today. Additionally, the number of employers planning raises of more than 4% dropped from 34% a year ago to just 14% today. While hiring and wage growth shows concern, businesses are still struggling to find workers. 72% of respondents said they are having trouble hiring, though that is a drop from 85% 12 months ago. Two juveniles ages 12 and 16 from North Freedom have been referred to juvenile court in connection to recent acts involving entry to unlocked vehicles, thefts, and the theft of a motor vehicle in the village of North Freedom. Working off a tip from a citizen, Sauk County Sheriff's deputies were able to locate and identify the juveniles after they attempted to enter the citizen's vehicles. During a search of the juvenile's residence, detectives located items taken during a theft from an unlocked vehicle on Christmas Eve and the theft of the motor vehicle on January 13th. This investigation is ongoing, and additional referrals to juvenile court are anticipated. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reminds residents to lock vehicles while unattended and report any suspicious activity or persons to the sheriff's office. If you have any information about this or any crime, you can contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285. One of the two convicted in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing of a classmate has again filed a petition to be released from a state mental health facility. Back in 2018, Morgan Geiser was committed to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for 40 years after being found guilty of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, but not guilty due to mental disease or defect. The 21-year-old Geiser previously withdrew petitions for early release from her commitment in 2022 and 2023. Anna Sawyer was also committed in 2017 for the attack. She was granted conditional release in the fall of 2021. Geiser and Wire were charged in the stabbing when they were both minors. A man who pled guilty to hanging cords across Madison Bike Pass will serve probation. 34-year-old Curtis Tesmer reached a plea deal on two counts of recklessly endangering safety after admitting to stringing cords across Bike Pass in October of 2023. One person was injured in the incident. Tesmer will serve 4 years probation and is banned from any Bike Pass while free. Two felony charges were dismissed as part of the deal. Vernon County residents interested in serving on the newly formed planning committee are reminded that a letter of interest is due today. The committee will develop the county's comprehensive plan and make a recommendation for approval to the county board, as well as recommend amendments to the comprehensive plan as necessary. The committee will be composed of 4 county board supervisors and 3 community members appointed by the county board chair. Members will serve 2-year terms. Interested residents can submit a letter of interest by email today to County Administrator Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at cassandra.hannon@vernoncounty.org. Register today for the High Ground's annual 3-day winter veterans retreat Friday through Sunday, February 2nd through 4th, along with a 1-day ice fishing event Saturday, February 3rd. Both events are open to all male and female veterans. Lodging for the retreat will be at an area motel, the High Ground in Neillsville, at no cost to the veterans. All veterans participating in ice fishing are responsible for getting their own valid Wisconsin fishing license and having it with them while ice fishing. Veterans can get their fishing licenses online at gowild.wi.gov. Registration for the Winter Veterans Retreat is required today for both events. A $30 registration fee is required for both events, but will be fully refunded. For more information and to reserve a spot at either event, contact Teresa by email at museum@thehighground.us or call 715-743-4224.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Friday, January 19th. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena, died January 9th after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semron American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Alvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the services will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 3:30 until 6:30, and again Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Alvina Mary, 107 of Bloom Township. John Francis Bone, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Monday from 4 to 7 with a KC Rosary at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. John Francis Bone, age 74. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66 of Lime Ridge, died Monday at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 27th at 11 o'clock at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel